And then we're sitting in what seems like to be maybe a recreational room where we have games. There's also a TV. So are there other common areas where people can actually meet people? That's one of the things I love about a B&B is that all of the guests that I get a chance to meet from around the world is so interesting.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, this is our library, and there's also at the table here we've got puzzles, and it's funny how popular the puzzles are. I have guests come in here, and they'll do puzzles for hours. But you're totally right about the B&B experience. So that's one thing that makes it unique, is that it's a great place to connect with other people. So many of our guests have that in mind, and so we have a social hour, for instance, at 5 o'clock every evening. And our guests are always having conversations with the other guests and meeting people from all over the country and even the world. We do have quite a number of international visitors. Just had a couple from New Zealand leave this morning. But it's always interesting to meet people from other places, and that's what I think a B&B it becomes very appealing is having real connections. You know, we live in a world now where connections tend to be more digital than in person, and so that's actually one of the appeals of us owning a B&B is to have those personal connections on a daily basis and connect with people. I was in marketing and still have a marketing company, and it's very much a field where you're on the phone a lot and having connections, but it is getting to the point where, even though it's on the more people end of the business spectrum, that it's more emails and when you have clients who prefer text. So I think a lot of people are finding that a lot of traditional human connections are not as strong as they used to be, and the B&B really brings that back to reality. So you're meeting people, you're getting to meet my wife and I when you're here, and make real human connections. And I think that's something that's a lot of people are missing, and that is a big appeal.
I agree with you, Mike, and I think that is really when you're looking at going on vacation and you're wondering where to stay, whether I should do the traditional hotel or should I look at a B&B, and I know vacation rentals are becoming very popular. If you're wanting to go and spend some time where you have the opportunity to meet people and engage in people, but still go off and have your own fun, a B&B sounds like it's the perfect choice in those cases.
Yeah, absolutely. So not only are you able to have a place that feels a little more special than a typical chain hotel that becomes a little sterile and is not as unique as a place like this, on top of that, you're getting full service breakfast in the morning, you're getting very personalized service, so round the clock concierge, so it's the service that you get here at the 1898 Waverly or just about any B&B is going to far surpass what you get at even a 5-star resort. So that's really the one of the great appeals of staying here.
Well, now you mentioned 24-hour concierge service, so you have someone on duty 24 hours?
Oh yeah, we live on property, so technically we are on staff here. I had a guest who wanted ice probably around midnight 2 nights ago, and I had to get up in the morning at 6 a.m. to cook breakfast. But we were there. We're ready to serve our guests. So if there's a problem, somebody has a problem in the middle of the night or anything, we are here. So.
And they have a spa too. Now that's very unique and unusual for a B&B. But here's how you can reserve your stay at the 1898 Waverly Inn.
Actually have a mini spa here, and we bring in some of the best massage therapists in Hendersonville. It's frequently used by our guests, is one of their favorite options. So it seems every day that we've got massage therapists coming in for several massages, and always get rave reviews over their work. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a great addition to what we have here.
Well, that sounds like maybe it's a unique amenity. Do most B&Bs offer that type of amenity? That sounds awesome.
Not many. I think you are seeing more B&Bs nationally see where the appeal is, but you'd probably find it's the larger B&Bs such as ourselves that can offer that, just because we have the additional space. It's harder for some of the smaller B&Bs that have four or five rooms to offer that. So it is fairly unique.
Well, tell me a little bit about the reservation process. How would one go about booking a room, and including your answer, the spa? Because I know if, when I come back, I want the room and I want the spa. So do I need to do that ahead of time, or can I decide which day, you know, sort of on the spur of the moment that I want to do spa treatments?
You can do it spur of the moment. I mean, we typically need about a half day notice, but I book spa treatments within 2 hours sometimes. Mm-hmm. I had a guest come in probably a couple weeks ago. And she came in, and you could tell she just had a rough trip in. She was very tired, probably didn't get much sleep the night before. And she says, I'd really like to get a massage, you know, but I've got to have it, you know, in 2 hours. And so I didn't make any promise out of the gate, but I said, let me see what we can do. And fortunately, we were able to find a massage therapist to come in and make her day. So, you know, typically we do like advance notice, but we can accommodate our guests as much as possible. As far as reservations go overall, I mean, you can call us directly to book, go to our website, so we make it as painless as possible.
And what is that website and telephone number as well?
It's waverlyinn.com is the website. The phone number is 828-693-9193.
So you see what I mean? A B&B is a great choice for accommodations when traveling. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
I've been around the world, and every place I've been, ain't quite nothing like living in the South. I want to shut your mouth. I am a country girl. I am a country girl.